What's up, everybody? Hit pause for a minute. I'm Jake, and this is your Nerd of Godcast Daily Devo. So I got the Switch when it first came out, and I love the Switch. Breath of the Wild, Mario plus Rabbids, Golf Story, SteamWorld Dig 2, the list of amazing games goes on, and they've caused me to lose my fair share of hours. But there's one game that holds the spot for the most hours sunk, and that would be Super Mario Odyssey. Now, I've had a little help racking up those hours, because from the moment my son saw that game, he fell in love with it. He would often fight me over who got to play and for how long, oftentimes resulting in me waiting for him to go to bed just to have a little time to play. He loves the game so much that he actually spent some of his birthday money to buy a cappy that he could wear around. Probably one of the dumbest things I've ever let him buy, because he spent a full day throwing it at me, my wife, the dog, his baby brother, and even a car. Now, in case you haven't played the game, cappy's the new mechanic in Odyssey. Gone are the power-ups that have been the mainstay of Mario games. Odyssey forces you to look at the world around you and adapt by throwing cappy at certain objects, enemies, and creatures, and taking use of their unique abilities to reach your goal. The name of the game is adaptability. How can I reach that power move? Become a frog and you can jump higher. How do I defeat that giant boss? Why not become a tank? The game pushes you to see the world around you and adapt in order to reach your goal. Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 9, 22-23, I have become all things to all people, so that I may, by every possible means, save some. Now I do all this because of the gospel, so that I may share in the blessings. You see, before these verses, in verses 19-23, Paul actually writes different ways he became like different people to reach them. Paul realizes that it's all about adaptability. In Odyssey, the goal is power moons so you can rescue Peach. As Christians, the goal is reaching out to people and pointing them to Christ. In order to do that, we need to learn to adapt to every situation so that we can become what people need with the goal of telling them about Christ. Take interest in people's hobbies. Try something you've never tried before. Find ways to open the door so that we can achieve the goal of spreading the message of reconciliation. We need to become all things to all people so that we can reach them. Just like Mario has to become different things to reach power moons, we have to learn to adapt to reach new people. Well, that's all the time I have for today. If you want to hear more, listen to the full Nerd of Godcast show wherever fine podcasts are consumed, or follow us on social media at Nerd of Godcast. I'm Jake for the Nerd of Godcast Daily. Until next time, let's unpause and get back in the game.